Australia looked set to win the first leg of its World Cup qualifying series with Syria, leading 1-0 5 minutes from the end of regular time. That was until Socceroos' Matthew Lecky leapt to stop Syria striker Omar Al-Samar from scoring and was hit with a penalty. Al-Samar then blasted home the 85th-minute penalty shot to level the score and keep Syria's World Cup dream very much alive. The penalty has angered the Socceroos players, Lecky describing the call as very poor. But Robbie Cruse, who scored the lone Australian goal, says it's now time to look to the rematch on Tuesday night in Sydney.
I mean, he's headed the ball outside the box. He's jumped in the air and he's touched him. The guy's 6'5", and he's gone down pretty easy. So, I mean, you knew the referee wanted to give it. I think he almost blew it before he even went down. So we've had this ref before and you know what's going to be like. So it's disappointing. So we have to move on and look for the next game.
Australian coach Ange Postecoglou says the Australian side looked in good shape overall, but Syria hit back at the right time.
Yeah, we're in really good shape, dominating. But we needed a second goal because whenever you play away from home, the opposition always going to come at you for a certain point. And we didn't get that second goal. But as I said, I still thought we defended really strongly, and it was just disappointing to concede like we did.
Postecoglou's side must now show off its muscle to a side that has never qualified before. Syria may rank lower than the Socceroos, but it has moved up significantly in the FIFA rankings. Socceroos captain Mark Milligan says the side was unlucky, but will be able to win Tuesday night's game against Syria.
I think we're a little bit unlucky. I thought we dealt with the long, direct play that they dealt up in the second half, you know, reasonably well. Not sure what happened with the pen. We dug deep in tough conditions, and we'll go back to Australia now, and we'll get the job done there.
Australia indeed appears confident as it heads into the second leg playoff. It will have the home goal advantage, meaning Syria must either beat the Socceroos to progress or, if they draw, score at least two goals. Syria coach Ayman Hakeem says his team played well in the first game, but will need to work harder when it plays on the Socceroos' home soil.
In the second half, we played well with good tactics. Our strategy works to ensure all of us played well. In Australia, we must work harder because the Australian team will be playing in their stadium, in their city, in their country. We think they benefit more from that, so we must fight harder.
The winner of that game advances to a two-legged playoff against the fourth-place side from the group covering North and Central America and the Caribbean. The opponent for that game in November has not been determined. The winner in that November playoff would then get a spot at next year's World Cup finals in Russia.